Greetings and welcome to the Geek Pod. Today we're going to talk about ham radio voice modes and what they are. All right, voice modes refers to the way that you are sending your voice, your verbal communication, across your radio. Now we got to start off with the precursor to voice mode because it's one of the things that you'll see on a multi-mode radio, which is CW. CW stands for continuous wave. And it's the equivalent of just being able to turn the transmitter on and off. That's it. That's all you're doing. You're turning the transmitter on and off. Next up comes AM. Now, some people jokingly refer to it as ancient modulation, but it stands for amplitude modulation. And what they're doing is they're taking the carrier, like what you have in CW, where you have just a raw signal, and then you're injecting audio into it. So this is one of the earliest forms of voice communication via radio. AM has been around since the dawn of radio and is still in use today in the AM broadcast band, on CB radio, and on specialty groups amongst ham radio operators. The next mode, FM, frequency modulation. This is something that was invented in the 1940s by Edwin Armstrong, and it is a different way to encode, if you will, the audio on a transmitted signal. Due to the way it's done, it's immune to interference from electric motors, lightning storms, static electricity, so forth, where AM picks up all that. If you're listening to an AM radio, you might actually hear the crackling of an oncoming lightning storm. You won't get that on FM. FM has better voice fidelity, which means it sounds nicer, it's quieter. But FM has been around since the 1940s. FM doesn't lend itself to long-range communications. It's typically used for local-type communications. Next one up, SSB, or single sideband. SSB was invented by the Collins Radio Company, and it became popular during World War II. It is a take on AM, where what they have done is they have stripped away part of the signal that's doing nothing more than acting as a carrier, and they're emphasizing more of the audio portion of the signal instead of the carrier. It's a real basic explanation, but SSB works really well for long-distance communication. The downside is it requires a radio that can receive it, and a radio that has a BFO, beat frequency oscillator, or is inherently built with SSB receive capability. When you're listening to an SSB signal, it'll kind of have like a Donald Duck sound, and then you got to sit there and adjust the clarifier or the BFO in order to lock in that signal and get it sounding normal. But SSB will travel further than any of the other voice modes. Now, these are all analog voice modes that we have talked about until now. Now I'm going to go into the digital modes. Now, there's a ton of different digital communication modes. They've been around for a long time. It was adopted by the commercial users first, and then the hams came in and moved in into the digital radio game. So I'm going to talk about the ham stuff. I'm not going to really get into the commercial stuff, though there is some overlap. All right, so as far as ham digital communications for voice, DMR is the most popular one because it's been around for a long time and it's cheap. You can pick up a DMR dual band handheld for about $100 on eBay. So it is cheap to get into. Now, your voice is turned into a digital audio stream, and the radio uses something that is called a vocoder. The vocoder turns your analog voice, and you're talking into the microphone, into a digital stream that is transmitted by the radio. DMR doesn't exactly sound all that great. It kind of sounds, at least to me, like the first generation digital cell phones back in the 90s. That's what DMR sounds like. Now, why go to these digital modes? Because they have other features where They can relay your traffic through the internet. They can bounce you from repeater to repeater automatically as you're driving along, kind of like the handoffs that a cell phone does. It allows for a lot of interesting features, text messaging, so forth, that you don't have on analog. But the trade-off is the sound quality. Now, another digital mode that's out there is P25. Now, P25 started life as a commercial mode, and it still is. But the hams that have adopted it, particularly the hams that are into commercial radio gear, like Motorola, Maycom, Ericsson, what have you, those hams are using their commercial radios on the ham frequencies with P25, and it's perfectly fine as long as you don't encrypt it. You can use digital modes as long as they're not encrypted. And P25 is one of those modes that's been adopted by some of the hams. It has a little bit better sound quality than DMR, not a whole lot. Another digital mode that's out there. Now, this one is strictly ham because it was created by ICOM, and it is called D-Star. D-Star is a proprietary format for ICOM radios. It sounds to me a lot like DMR. The sound quality leaves something to be desired. It has a lot of ham-friendly features that allow you to take your ICOM handheld and connect to different repeaters all around the world, connect to different rooms, reflectors all around the world. But the end result is you still have that 1990s cell phone sound. Another one that's out there, Fusion from Yaesu. Yaesu went ahead and created their own digital mode because we all know how standards work. There's somebody to choose from. Now, the thing that Yaesu does have going for it is the Yaesu standard is one of the best sounding digital formats out there. It sounds great, but it is not compatible with any of the other digital formats. So if you want to play D-Star, you have to buy ICOM. If you want to play Yaesu, you have to buy the Fusion radio from Yaesu if you want to get into that. If you want to do P25, well, now you got to go find a P25 radio because your DMR, D-Star, Fusion radio aren't going to do it. All these standards are incompatible with each other. And to further add to the confusion, the hams have gone and created the M17 standard, which is supposed to be an open source digital voice mode, but we'll see if that's even going to take off. Unfortunately, one of the things that hams are really good at, and I'm a ham, I know this myself, we are awesome at overcomplicating everything. We can't make anything simple. Or if it's simple, we'll find a way to overcomplicate it and make it more confusing and convoluted. So I'm sure M17 is going to follow along with everything else that hams touch, and it's going to be one overcomplicated, convoluted format. We'll see what happens. Now, finally, trunking. You may have heard that term when you hang around with the commercial radio guys. What trunking is let's say I have 1,000 users out there. There's 1,000 people on my radio system. They don't all talk at the same time, so I don't necessarily need to have so many frequencies and so many resources to accommodate all of them because I'm gambling that they don't all talk at the same time. So in a trunking system, you have a whole bunch of channels that are shared by everybody, and you have a control channel that does just what the name implies. It controls where everybody is going to go and have their conversation. And this all happens automatically in the background. So when you push the button on a radio, it might beep at you, and it already has vacant channels lined up. It picks one of those vacant channels, and within your call is the routing information so it gets to the other party that you're talking with. So you might have 1,000 users on a system, and they might be from a whole bunch of different departments, and yet their conversations are all kept separate. They're all sharing the same resources, but everything is kept separated. For the most part, they don't know that the other party exists. Now, hams haven't adopted the trunking thing. There's been some experiments here and there, but by and large, it's not something that the hams do, but I wanted to explain it because it's a term that gets out there. So, which one to use? All right. Well, if you're going to do analog voice, your choices are AM, FM, and sideband. It all depends what you want to do. AM is found on a lot of very, very old equipment. FM is typically found on your handhelds and your mobiles. Sideband is always found on your HF rigs, unless you have a pre-World War II HF rig or something. Any HF radio made in the past 40 years is going to have sideband, it's going to have AM, it's going to have CW, and it might have FM. But sideband is your choice for long-distance analog voice. FM is what you use when you're doing local communications and you want good sound quality. AM is an old mode that did travel. It did have good coverage, good audio, but it's kind of an inefficient way of using the radio bandwidth. The most efficient method, by and large, is CW, but CW doesn't carry voice. It's just turning the transmitter on and off to send Morse code. As far as your digital modes, Fusion has the best sound quality at the moment. Then you have DMR, P25, D-Star, and M17 left over. Now, who knows? M17 might sound great, but out of those that are left, D-Star and DMR competing, in my opinion, for the absolute worst trash audio quality. You want that 90s AT&T first generation digital phone sound quality, you go for DMR or D-Star. That's just my opinion, and we all know what opinions are like, so take it with a grain of salt. I hope you found this helpful. There are more podcasts like this on our website at sflarc.org. That's the South Florida Latin Amateur Radio Club.org.